الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Praise to Allah, the Lord of the world, may the peace and blessing of Allah be upon the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. The topic of our discourse now is going to center on the etiquette of the Quran. Etiquette of the Quran. من آداب القرآن الآداب تتعلق بتلاوة القرآن. There are some of the etiquettes of the Quran that have to do with the manner of recitation of the Quran, the manner of reciting the Quran. ومن آداب القرآن الآداب المتعلقة بحفظ القرآن. There are some other etiquettes that have to do with the manner of memorizing the Quran. ومن الآداب الآداب تتعلق بكيفية تدبر القرآن. How we can reflect upon the meaning of the Quran. ومن الآداب آداب الاستماع إلى القرآن. The etiquette of listening to the Quran. ومن الآداب الآداب المتعلقة بكيفية العمل بالقرآن. There are some etiquette that have to do with the manner of acting upon the Quran. While some آداب of the Quran are related to how we can preserve the Quran, the manners of preserving the Quran. ونحن أهل القرآن إن شاء الله طلاب القرآن نتلو ونقرأ ونحفظ وفقكم الله ويسر الله أمورنا. May Allah سبحانه وتعالى is our affairs. When we are reciting the Quran, this etiquette that we are about to mention some of them, we should make sure that we نتخلق بها, that we act upon them في تلاوتنا, in our recitation of the Quran, وفي حفظنا للقرآن, in our memorization of the Quran, وفي مراجعتنا لكتاب الله, in our revision of the Quran, the book of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. يسر الله أمورنا. May Allah سبحانه وتعالى make our affairs easy. Firstly, الترغيب في القرآن. The first and foremost thing that we want to look at words of encouragement regarding the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أولاً قال الله سبحانه وتعالى بل هو آيات بينات في صدور الذين أوتوا العلم, that verily these Quran, these advices of the Quran, بينات, that are very clear. Their meanings are very clear. The understanding of the Quran is very clear. Everything that has to do with the Quran is very clear. Al-Quran al-Mubin, a very clear and lucid book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I say, here ayat, these are verses, these are signs, these are sciences, these are symbols, these are lessons that are very clear. Fi suduri alladhina utul ilm, and they are preserved in the mind of the believers. As-sudur, when you say as-saduru, as-saduru means the chest. Do you understand? As-saduru is the chest. Do you understand? So when you say ayatul bayyinat, they are clear verses, fi suduri alladhina utul ilm, they are in the chest, that is in the mind of the believer. They are preserved in the mind of the believer. You can see that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the Quran was given to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hafizahu hifzan mutqanan, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam memorized the Quran. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he memorized the Quran when it was given and revealed to him. He memorized it. So when you memorize the Quran, it means you are following the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Memorizing the Quran is one of the ways by which we follow the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad. Hafizah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam memorized the Quran. وَأَحْفَظُ أَصْحَابَهُ الْقُرْآنَ, and he made his companions to memorize the Quran. وَمِنْ آدَابِهِمْ أَصْحَابُهُ صَلَّى عَلَيْهِمُ رَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ The Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala became with the companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Among the habits of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يَجْهَدُونَ إِلَيْهِ وَيَقْرَؤُونَ عَلَيْهِ They used to go to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَأَقْرَأَهُمْ عَشَرَ آيَاتٍ And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will teach them 10 verses from the Quran. They will learn the recitation, how they should recite the 10 verses. They will memorize the 10 verses. They will learn the ahkam, the rulings, the laws, the rules and regulations in those 10 verses. They will learn them. After they have done that, they will go and try to act upon them. They will practice them. After that, they would come back to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to learn another 10 verses. So that was the practice of the companions. They don't memorize the Quran so that they can have much Quran in their memory. No, they learn the Quran so that they can act upon the Quran. That was their own intention. Our intention should not be we want to memorize the Quran so that people can say, Hafsa, hafizatun. That Hafsa is a memorizer. He memorized the Quran. He memorized the Quran. No, you don't memorize the Quran so that people can say that. That follow the Quran, they told the Rabbak. You memorize the Quran so that you want to make Allah to be pleased with you. You want Allah to love you. You want Allah to love you. That is why Haris, we always memorize the Quran so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can love him. Do you understand? That should be our intention. Aniyatu as-salihatu. When you memorize the Quran, you memorize it for the sake of Allah. When you learn about Islam, you learn the Islam because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لأن الله سبحانه أمرك بذلك. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded you that you learn to memorize the Quran. That should be our al-gharadu al-asad. Our utmost intention should be that we want to please Allah with our memorization. That is, the Quran is preserved in the mind of the believer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafizun. We have revealed, we have given you the Quran and we shall preserve it. We shall protect it from all form of corruption. The Quran will never be destroyed. The Quran will never be corrupted. No evil shall enter into the Quran. La yatihi al-batilu min bayni yadayhi wa la min khalfihi. Nothing of corruption shall come into the Quran. How do Allah preserve the Quran? The Quran was written in the presence, in the front of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He had described Christ as those people that write. They used to write for the Prophet. Ulama nazala ayah. Whenever a verse was given to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, nadahahuna, he would call them to come and write. It has been revealed. Inshallah, in another lesson, we are going to look at the scribes of Prophet Muhammad. Those people that used to write for Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are going to see them the evening line ta'ala. So these people, they used to write for Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whenever a verse or set of verses were given to Prophet Muhammad, he will command them to write. Inshallah, remind me in one of these days of the week, I'm going to tell you the scribes. كتب هؤلاء الذين كانوا يكتبون القرآن إذا القرآن إذا نزل آية ناداهم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يكتبوا وهكذا ضبط That was the way the Quran was revealed. We are going to also talk about the gathering of the Quran, inshallah. How the Quran was compiled, how it was compiled and placed in single mushaf that we can have today. What is the story and the history behind that? Inshallah, it is our feelings. We should be coming up by maybe, inshallah, from 3:30 to 4 on a daily basis. Inshallah ta'ala, we are going to be talking about ulum al-Qur'an, the sciences of the Qur'an. Do you understand? May Allah make it easy, inshallah. So, ayat, bayinat, fi sudur al-ladina usul ilm. You can see, this is one of the virtues, the merit of memorizing the Qur'an. This is one of the virtues of memorizing the Qur'an. When you memorize the Quran, it means you are preserving the book of Allah. You are doing what? You are preserving the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you memorize the Quran, it means you are preserving. الآن أنت تقرأ، لما كان الناس يقرؤون لا تقرأ، والآن يا دور لا قول تمين قراءتك، قراءة ممتازة. بارك الله فيك، بارك الله فيك يا حالي، يا حالي ممتاز ممتاز، قراءة ممتازة، بارك الله فيك. I hope you understand what you have been saying. I hope. Yeah. So, what we have seen in essence is that when you memorize the Quran, it means you are helping to preserve the Quran. You understand? There is no good people in the world that is memorized the way the Quran is memorized. There is no other book aside from the Quran that is memorized. How far the Arabin? Min khilaf ila khilafin. There is no book. The book does not exist. There is no other book that people will memorize it from the first page to the last page. And they will be able to recite it offhand without any mistake. There is no, except the Quran. The Bible is not memorized. Under the end of it, there is no one person that can claim that he has memorized the Bible. There is no one person that can claim that. That he has memorized the Bible from Pali to Pali, from Pali to Pali, from the beginning to the end. There is no one in history who has memorized the Bible. But look at the table of Allah. Look at all of you now. You have memorized the number of the Quran. Can you see? While I call the Quran Quran, we have surely made the memorization, the understanding of the Quran easy. Fahari is going to take care, and then who is going to make effort? You can see, Charis, you have with an Yashfar. Charis is now making effort to memorize the Quran. Wabada Salatin after that, inshallah, Sayyukmi. He will complete the memorization before his feast, inshallah. The Allah makes it easy. Rahman Rahim. Akala, muhawala. Fahal min mudakir. Will you make effort? When you make effort, Allah will make it easy for you. Wahakala. Then the second thing, in Allah, la yadfa'u bihada al-Qur'an aqwaman wa yadfa'u bihi al-akhirin. Some set of people, Allah will raise their position through this book, al-Qur'an. Wa yadfa'u bihi al-akhirin. Why Allah will debate some other people because of the Qur'an? There was a day, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam كانوا يجلسون في المسجد. They were in the masjid. يشتاقون برجل من العديد. They were sitting, as you are sitting surrounding me, you were sitting in the masjid. فدخل عمر. عمر then entered. وسأل ما أجمعكم ما أجلسكم. What are they going to speak? He then said, "Hada Abid, this Abu, this lad, yes, you can have a car. This is a servant, a slave. You can be a slave, you see, a slave, not a free person." Reciting the Quran, then the all gathered around him, you can see. They gathered around him, why? Because he knows the Quran. And man knew the Quran, ma'a safarati al-kiram al-barara. Al-Manu bil Quran ma'a safarati al-kiram al-barara. Anyone that is able to read the Quran is with the angels. If you can read the Quran proficiently, carefully, you are in the garden of the angels. Ya Abd al-Muhsin, mada bik. If you can recite the Quran well, you are in the garden of the angels. Because whenever you are reading, the angels will sit beside you, some of them kissing you. Allahu Akbar. You want the angel to kiss you? If you want the angel to kiss you, you recite the Quran. You recite the Quran. You can see. Allah has raised the position of that servant, slave, with the Quran. If you want Allah to raise your position in this world and the hereafter, alayka bil Quran. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "You call the sahib al-Quran on the day of judgment. It will be said to a sahib." صاحب القرآن الذي يتلو القرآن يحفظه يتبع إليه ويعمل به. If you know that usually read the Quran, he listens to the Quran, he memorizes the Quran, he acts upon the Quran, it will be said to him on the day of judgment, Iqra, read, warattil, slowly, calmly, warattil, as you are reading, then you climb up into paradise. Tamakunta warattil fi dunya, as you used to read when you were in the world. If the time you are now in the world, if you don't recite proficiently in a good way, it means on the day of judgment when you are told to read, you will read rubbishly. But if you are the one that read that shows us, you read like Ayub, you read like Sudeh, you read like Shurain, with Tertib, with calmness, with Tadabur, you read and you reflect upon what you are reading. Mother Sayyid to me, Alta Tertepi, 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 Hakada. You will climb, you will climb, you will just get to the peak of paradise, the highest portion of paradise, you get there, inshallah. Fa'inna manzila tata'inda aki the ayat is kekrabuha. Your portion in paradise will be that place that you end your recitation if you have memorized only 10 surahs. Alamta or Kaifa to them in 10 minutes to finish it. And that will be your own place in paradise. But like Python, who has memorized the Surah to Yusuf, Alhamdulillah, he will read from Yusuf. Slowly, you know Python, he can demonstrate. But don't do like this. Eh? You read it calmly. You can see. Then consider. If you are able to complete the Quran, on the day of judgment, we allow me to see. Likewise, as we have said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْتُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ As for those that recite the Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْتُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ Those that read the book of Allah, وَأَقَامُ الصَّلَاةِ and they establish their salah, they pray salah regularly. They pray salah regularly. There are many people who memorize the Quran, but they don't pray. مَفَاهِدَةُ مِنْ قِرَآتِ What is the benefit of their reading the Quran? فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ Woe unto the praying people, الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ Those who don't pray regularly. They don't pray at the appropriate time. They don't pray the way the Prophet of Allah and whatever pray, you can see. وَأَنْفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقُنَاهُمْ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً And they spend out of what Allah has given them in public and privately. If Allah has given you knowledge, try to spend the knowledge. You teach other people that knowledge. If Allah has given you money, try to help other people without your money. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you sound head, try to help other people without your head. If Allah has given you energy, you have power, like Fadila. Allah has given you that power. Don't use that your power to oppress. I will knock you out. I will blow you. I will kick you. Nah. Don't do that. You use your power to do what? To achieve the weak. You see someone who is weak and fell into the gutter, you help that person. You saw someone that fell on the road, you help that person. You see something, nail, bottle, broken bottle on the way, and you know that it can injure other people. You take it away. That is a good Muslim. You know that, son? That is a good Muslim. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all this. الذين أتيناهم الكتاب يتلونه حق تلاوته Allah said those to whom the book is given and they recite it well حق تلاوته they recite the Quran with fervor when you are reading the Quran they cross بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير.
قالوا كم في هذا الصوت؟ تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير. تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير. على هذه الصلاة بريمة تبارك الله الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير. أيها الناس هذا
تبارك تبارك
that is not the way to recite the Quran. Do you understand? When you want to read, you recite
وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا.
You know the meaning of تَرْتِيل? الْقِرَاءَةُ بِالسُّؤَدَةِ. You recite with calmly, gently. Do you understand? So we are Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided. So inshallah, in this our classes, نتكلم عن القرآن. We always speak about the Quran في كل يوم إن شاء الله. On a daily basis. From 3:20 to 4 p.m. May Allah make it easy. We want to be talking about the Quran. ليعلم الناس عن القرآن. So that people can know about the Quran. الكتاب والمنزل لهداية البشر. The book which has been given to be a guide for the whole universe. كتاب أنزلناه مبارك. كتاب أنزلناه إليك مبارك. It is a blessed book, a book of containing blessings. ليتدبروا آياته, so that people can reflect over the meaning. وليتذكر أولو الألباب, so that people can reflect over the meaning of the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be our guide. وسنبدأ بآداب حملة القرآن. وهذا كتاب من الإمام النووي. آداب حملة القرآن. The etiquette of the people of the Quran. The book is available. The book is very good. وهذا كتاب آخر كيف تحفظ القرآن لمصطفى مراد. كتاب آخر وفيه كتب تتعلق كلها بالقرآن. وعندنا الإتقان في علوم القرآن. وعندنا التبيان. وكل هذه الكتب سنطلع إن شاء الله على بعضها لنستفيد. So that we can benefit from these books. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy. سأبدأ بكم مع أدبين. مع أدبين من هذه الآداب. I'm going to start with you with two lessons among the lessons of the people of the Quran. Among the lessons of the people of the Quran, منها الوضوء وصلاة ركعتين قضاء الحاجة بنية حفظ القرآن. You want to memorize the Quran? عليك بملازمة الوضوء. Try to always maintain state of purity. Make sure that every time of your day you are in ablution. Whenever your ablution breaks, try to renew it. وعندما أردت أن تنام, when you want to sleep, تتوضأ, make wudu. If I come to you now, when you wake up from your sleep, توضأ, make another ablution. وجدت ريحة, you fart it. ماذا تفعل؟ توضأ. وقلت, whenever you renew your ablution. وإذا تغويت, you poo-poo, you defecate, do another ablution. وَهَكَذَا حَيَاتِ. Likewise, you live your life, always be on ablution. And you want to memorize the Quran, you can do the nawafil, mean a sadaqah. Part of the nawafil you can do is to give sadaqah. وَكِتَابُكَ عَلَى وَجْهِ أَخِيكَ صَدَقَةً. Even for you to smile to your brother, or at the sister, for you to smile to your sister, part of the nawafil that you can do, nawafila. Part of the nawafila you can do is to do raka'atayn. Do you understand? By doing this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy for you. So murder your Rabbah. Then you ask your Lord. Allahumma, yasir umuri. Say to Allah, who Allah, is my affairs. Allahumma alimni, ma yanfa'ni. Allah, teach me what to benefit me. Wanfa'ni bima allamtani. Everything that you have taught me, made it beneficial for me. Hakada, istami'u. Make it beneficial for me. You always beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You always pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala أن يعينك في القرآن. والله سبحانه وتعالى to assist you to memorize the Quran. والأدب الثاني, you can see the first word, pray to Allah, do صدقه. والله to make your affairs easy, to make the learning of the Quran easy for you. ومن الأدب, another etiquette that you should hold on to, أن يكون ودك ثابت يوميا. You should have a portion of the Quran that we recite every day. For us to Kitabat, I once read a book. The book was written by someone from Sokoto University. Maybe I can't remember the name now. In that book, he mentioned the people who came to the northern part of Nigeria from outside Nigeria to memorize the Quran. He said among their action is that on a daily basis, can you hear me? You should recite everything that you have memorized. If you have not memorized more than 20 sheets. You know 20 sheets? Al-Kabuti, Al-Kabuti, Nana. If what you have memorized is from Surah to the Baqarah, in Al-Tawbah for instance, you should read it every day. You should do what? Your Al-Kabuti to know, you should read it every day if you have memorized it. But for people who have memorized the whole Quran, before you sleep on a daily basis, you must read one third of the Quran. First thing the Quran in Al-Salata, you divide the Quran into three portions, and you read a portion every day. You read a portion every day. If you have memorized Al-Kabut Sunnah, you read it every day. If you have memorized Tawbah Sunnah, on one day, you read from Tawbah to Qasas. The second day, you read from Al-Kabut to Nas. If you are doing it like that, Sayusbihu Qur'ana Lahmak. Quran will become your flesh. Wadamak, it will become your blood. La yufariku. The Quran will not sleep, will never depart you. Li'annaka ma faraqta. Because you did not depart from the Quran. Barakallahu fikum. أن يكون لكم ورد يوميا وتحديد مقدار الحمض يوميا. If you have what to memorize on a daily basis and you have what to revise on a daily basis, may Allah make it easy. So these are the major two etiquettes that you are mentioning today. The first one, Taharatul Qalb wa Taharatul Badan. Make sure that your soul is pure, your heart is pure, and make sure that your what, your body is also pure. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be our guide. Barakallahu fikum. Iza kana indakum su'al, tafadhalu bi asila. If you have any question, can come up with your question. Barakallahu fikum. Barakallahu fikum. Yeah, we can see you. You have question? Ya Python. Indaka su'al. لا تفضل يا أستاذ.
ما حكم من يقرأ القرآن مثلا لا يقرأ؟
لا. Anyone that is reciting the Quran without reading the word, may not have the reward of recitation of huruf. Because the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, من قرأ حرفا من كتاب الله فله به حسنة. That is, whoever recites the Quran, is going to have hasana. You have for every letter you have word, you have hasana, 10 reward. But that applies to those who recite the Quran clearly. If you are, who can hear the letter that you are pronouncing? Nobody.
So you don't have to vote for that. And that'd be our best. That's all our people. You want to ask us any other question? Ah, if you are reciting the Quran, you are sleeping. هذا لا ينبغي. For someone to use the Quran as a pillow is not permissible. Please, you are not permitted to do like this when you're reciting the Quran. Don't rest on the Quran. Barakallahu fiikum. Can you hear that? That yasallallahu amurakum. Can you hear? Now, many other ones.
وبعضهم
يجعلون القرآن على الأرض. نعم. نعم. He says, why some of us place the Quran on earth and we don't put it on something that is high, that is not also good. If you do that, if you place the Quran on air, on floor, you have not committed a sin, but it is not good. It is not good. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once. They came with, someone came to ask the Quran regarding this, or once, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked some of the Jews to come up with the Torah, that was given to Musa, so that he wanted to confirm some things, some rules from the Torah. Then he asked someone to come with something like this, like a table, then he placed the Torah upon it. So if the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did that to Torah, what about the Quran? So it is very good you place the Quran on something that is high. You understand? Don't place the Quran on the floor. You understand? It is not good. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be our guide. Any other question? Any other question? Tafadol Yanisa. Admin to add, do you have questions? Now, inshallah, we are going to be having question and answer session. Inshallah. لَنْ سَيَكُونُ عِنْدَنَا قِسْمٌ لِلسُّؤَالِ أَوْ فُرْصٌ لِلسُّؤَالِ وَجَوَابٌ وَكُلُّ مِنْكُمْ يَسْأَلْ وَيُجِيبْ قَدِي نَفْلِ الْوَقْتِ. You understand? So when someone asks questions, you can be asked to answer. May Allah be our guide, inshallah. بارك الله فيكم. يسأل الله أموركم. أحسنتم. بارك الله فيكم. والسلام عليكم. ورحمة الله وبركاته. توضؤوا ليصلي. تكلموا بالعربية هل أكلمك؟